so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Moby, Natural Blues, Siren 107.3 FM. It's 9:33:10 here on Thursday, the 21st of February in Lincoln, and of course globally via sirenonline.co.uk for a variety of other stations. Now, previously, we have always, at this time of the year, been very excited because we've normally made our way down to the Who Do You Think You Are live event. For various reasons, we haven't been able to make that this year, but our fine folk at Golden Goose PR and company have actually sort of continued to endorse the fabulous nature of this by bringing in a genuine star, a legend in any sense of the word, an heirloom detective extraordinaire, familiar in all sorts of magical ways, not only from being the ceramics expert on the Antiques Roadshow, BBC's Restoration Roadshows, etc. Of course, we are referring to the true living legend that is Eric Knowles. How are you, Eric?
I'm coming to terms with the fact that you've just read what my mother wrote.
Yeah, we're like mothers. Stephanie's mother has become an official commentator on the show, and that's from Derbyshire. So marvellous.
Well, there you go. No, you're quite right. I was just trying to be modest. That was all. So there you go. But yes, I mean, it's. I think this is my. It's the third year, isn't it? I'm losing count all of a sudden.
I think
it's an age thing. But
I can't believe we've missed each other at previous shows. But this is a fantastic event, and it is something which the first time when we covered it, I thought, well, it'd be a nice sort of pleasant historical routine. People get so passionate about their ancestry, don't they?
Well, they do. I mean, you know, without using the cliche, I think genealogy is the new rock and roll. It would appear so, and it is. You know, there is a fascination there, isn't there, of going back in time. I know that my brother's been well and truly hooked on this, and he went down my sort of mother's line and, believe it or not, got back to something like 1480. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is that the family have been in the same area for all those years, you know. I mean, we're talking Waddington's here, so they've been in Padiham, which is I would rather euphemistically describe it as one of the stockbroker belts of Burnley. It's a, in all truth, it's a bit of a one-horse town without being unkind, and that's something else. I mean, my lot again. The great thing is I'm meeting a whole, you know, sort of new sort of genre of people, including somebody who came to see me the first year I was there, and he not only did we go to the same school at the same time, but we were in the same scout group. So he's called Peter Harling, and he's been busy doing mine, and it's a bit tricky because it would appear that in the 18th century the Knowles line were firmly entrenched in a town not far from where I grew up, called Blackburn. I just want to say that if I found out that there was a highwayman or an axeman in the family,
Lead to tears,
I could cope.
It wouldn't lead to tears because we can't have the sense of the. I mean, my initial question is: have you related yourself to Cyril Knowles, famous, of course, for Nice One Cyril in the Tottenham Hotspur football team a good few years ago? You know, that's another sort of line.
Nice One Cyril,
yes.
I'm Peter. Don't
of
forget
course.
Peter played for Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Precisely.
You see, we're obviously from the same generation because you know, anybody under the age of 40, haven't got a clue what we're going on.
Well,
about.
Let's test that because we've got.
We're definitely not. We're definitely not related.
Right.
Although I did find out that, you know, I work in a program, a TV program where I'm called Knocker Knowles, and somebody pointed out to me that I wasn't the only Knocker Knowles in the world because, in fact, one that came in first in the 3:30 at Chester the day before. So, but anyway, so yes, it's as an event. I mean, it's all there. I mean, it's amazing the number of people who specialise in various sides of genealogy. And there are, you know, what is interesting is, well, it's interesting and frustrating for me because there are some great lecturers there, but I'm sat at the table and I just don't get to go and listen to
it. You really want to have a kind of record of that. Let's move to our studio team here, co-presenters. We've got Stephanie and Grace online at present.
Good morning.
Yes.
Morning.
Stephanie,
morning.
Questions for yourself.
Yeah, I imagine you've come across many family treasures in your time as a heirloom detective. Is there anything that sticks in mind in particular that's been a personal favourite of yours?
I suppose there was a set of false teeth, which had a very they were real teeth, but they were set into an ivory palate, and they were labelled George Washington's false teeth. But it just so happened that my wife at that time was working for a top dentist in Harley Street, and I did the research, and they were 1810, and so they couldn't have been George Washington.
Unless he was a time traveller, Eric. I mean, there is that possibility.
It would have been frustrating if they were, because it was only the top set. So you'd have spent the rest of your life looking for the bottom set, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting, you know, when you find, for me, porcelain, and, you know, I've come across in the loft 18th century porcelain, which was made in China in 1750 with the same coat of arms of a family who, you know, were once of means, but, you know, over the ensuing centuries have got, you know, living in far more modest accommodation. And it must be nice to actually have something that was used by your ancestors on a daily basis.
And of course, these days, as is ever present at the show, you have the DNA genetic testing. There's a whole mini industry from our colleagues in the States where people will come over and they'll talk about how they can actually get genetic stamps here. And that kind of, I mean, let's move to Grace on this one. Grace, you have a fascination with roots and the past and the whole range of things.
Yeah, I'd quite like to know far back family history, but I wouldn't really know where to start because.
Who do you think you are live?
Right.
That's the whole purpose
of
this call.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I need to go find out who I am.
Precisely. It is. And as we pointed out, Eric, and we do this every year, in terms of the phrasing, it's very important. It's not who do you think you are. Who do you think you are? Live. You know, there's all sorts of ways. It's the who do you think you are live show, obviously. It's an old lie. Yes.
Yeah.
You mentioned, obviously, the chance to obviously see all sorts of things there. You're off, indeed, in a few moments, actually, to give another lecture from that point of view. Is it a growing thing? You mentioned it's a rock and roll, but it does seem that we've tapped into something here, BBC, clearly, with the shows, etc., that, you know, is it because of the kind of transcendental nature of the world in which we live in, the transitory nature of it as well, that somehow we need to kind of find our roots?
Well, it's just there. It's a jigsaw puzzle that's been in the box, you know, since you were born, and you've never opened it. And it's just there for you to go for. And like you say, you know, the technology is there today. I think it would have been far more difficult to do this this particular show, let's say, 35 years ago. But now we've got, you know, we're in the computer age. You know, all the facilities are there. You can do much. My brother did much of his work online. So it doesn't necessarily mean you've got to trail all the way into, you know, the sort of public records offices and things like that. So, and also you tend to meet kindred spirits. I mean, I'm getting emails all the time from people, simply because my brother's moved, and my brother was doing all this from an home in Spain. And now he's back in the UK and everyone wants to track him down. So I've got all these genealogists getting in touch with me, saying, "Where's your brother?"
Great.
So it's obviously a networking thing as well.
Oh, precisely. As you mentioned, you will be present. Now, will you be there for the full issue? We'll be there for all 3 days of the show. We noticed here, unless you're going to say, "No, I've only booked for the first morning." No, you will be there for 3 days of the show. Tickets presumably still about available, but you need to obviously be quick, or actually probably get them on the door at this particular stage as it kicks off tomorrow.
Yes, I mean, if you're new to this, it's not for me to sort of say, but I do think it's the best money you'll spend, because once you're in this, you know, this fantastic show, you will see what it's all about. And you know, if you're Irish, fine. If you're Jewish, fine. If you wanted to find out more about, you know, your great granddad on the Western Front, there are people there. I mean, I do the same sort of thing over in Ireland once a year, and so, you know, Scottish genealogy, Irish genealogy, Welsh, you know, you name it, there are specialists there. And, you know, if you're already on the genealogy a route, then quite often there are people there who can help you if you've come up against a brick wall.
Yeah. And if you want to find out more, you can go to the website for the show, which is whodoyouthinkyouarelive.com. So whodoyouthinkyouarelive.com, preceded as ever by the three W's that's actually around. Eric, it's been fantastic just sharing some thoughts with your good self today. There was a suggestion that it would be Test Daily, but I think Eric Noel's far better. You know, let's face it, he's been working on this. Do we work through that whole basis? Check out the Who Do You Think You Are Live event. It is the biggest family history event in the world, quite literally. Two final questions for your good self, Eric. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting link with us on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition this morning?
Well, yes. I mean, it's amazing. I do so much driving myself. I now indicate when I turn over in bed while I'm asleep.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Crazy. But no, all I would say is that I'm looking forward to being there. I'm the heirloom detective, so you bring it. I'll tell you approximately when it was made. That's what I'm there to do.
Not to be confused with the singing detective, which was another series entirely. But that's another line of
business. Listen, I'm game for anything. You know, if it brings people in, I'll do it.
Hey, Eric Knowles, the musical. I can see it now. We should write it down. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully, Eric, in the not-too-distant future, connecting with you again and featuring you once more on Siren FM? Will you return, Eric?
I'm game.
Good.
not an issue.
Well, there you are. Eric Knowles. As a round of applause for Eric Knowles. Thank you. Yes, very good. We salute you.
I love you all.
You left me, I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory.
On a programme which has already taken us through Richard Fitzwilliam's views on the Academy Awards and Hilary Mantel, Ethan Detmeyer's Los Angeles connections, and indeed life in Los Angeles at present. Ian Lennox, of course, with his own time-time perspective. Dr. David Lewis and his news on his neuro-linguistic approaches and neurological approaches to the sounds of silk, cotton and denim. And, of course, Nancy Pryor from the British Heart Foundation and Eric Knowles from Who Do You Think You Are Live. Can it get any better? Of course, because we've saved the best to last. We've had to juggle a few things around and we are delighted to welcome the founder and creator of a fabulous event broadcasting scenario called Podium, in which strict parents is the key thing. Strict parents, that's the whole line. We, of course, say welcome back to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Camilla Bike, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Calling from Suffolk at the moment.
Oh, so it's from Los Angeles to Suffolk with lashings of Derbyshire in between. Sensational. That's scenario. Now, in the studio, both Grace and Stephanie have been busily looking at the podium.me.uk website, hence the strict parents set up that's actually there. And Stephanie said, oh, I'm just a couple of months sort of time to actually sort of work through this. I said there are ways for this, but Stephanie,
that didn't sound very good, Alex. We're talking strict parents. I meant 11 to 20.
Thank you.
21 in July.
Oh,
just to clarify, as my mother is listening.
Quite right. Exactly.
It was a bit of a worry there.
Well, you never know.
We had an interesting response to the strict parents topic because expecting young people to come up with the "oh, my parents are too strict." Actually, what they really wanted was some good boundaries. So that was quite shocking for us.
Exactly. Not strict enough. You know, that's the key crucial
parents are not supposed to be your friends.
Stephanie, over to yourself. Would you like to find out more about Podium and wear your investigative journalistic hat?
Wow. I've just read on there that on the 18th you had your 100th podcast. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, we started broadcasting last October and we've had over 30,000 downloads to date.
Very good. That's very impressive. And roughly how many people does it take to put these podcasts together, do you know?
Well, we have a growing team of journalists. I think we're up to about 46 across the UK and all working part-time volunteers alongside their broadcast journalism courses, plus five of us back in the office in Clapham, South London.
And in case you're wondering, yes, the University of Lincoln is just sort of, we will be involved, we are connected. I know that we've had fantastic work with Joanna Derry, who's come up and focused off. I mean, sadly, I couldn't make their Christmas party either. You know, they had a grand Christmas.
You missed out. It was definitely an event to remember, but we'll be doing more, and we're going to be turning them into gigs as well.
Oh, well, there we are. Marvellous. Working through that basis. So how can Stephanie and Grace actually, wearing that, because we have Stephanie joint journalism and English, and Grace is a single honours journalism student, what's the best route for them to get involved with Podium?
Well, basically go onto our website podium.me.uk and it's finding out what areas of interest you particularly press your buttons and then finding somewhere to go and interview people who are 20 or under. So whether it's fashion or sport or music or big questions of life, you can go off, connect with a youth club, a school, hang out at a bus stop. As long as you've got a CRB check with us and you've got some kind of voice recording equipment, it could be an app on a smartphone or something that you can borrow from uni, then you're away, you're a podium journalist.
See?
Wow. Shall we accommodate it? Yeah.
Citizen journalism, as I say, the offer's being rolled out to obviously all of our Siren folk, because clearly, you know, Siren is set up for young folk, or indeed young at heart, speaking as a chronologically gifted
Anybody
Sophia.
Can be a journalist. Unless you are under 20, your voice will not be heard.
Yeah, exactly. You can sort of work through that and just get the young people's voices, etc. Grace, questions for yourself.
You cover strict parents. Is there loads of other issues that you're like...
It's the topic of the week.
Topic of the day.
Topic of the day, yes.
It is something new. So I did an interview on a girl who'd come through a fantastic journey of, you know, from self-harm right to a confident young singer-songwriter. That was an interview I did last week. I did one yesterday on a chap who's going into horse management, and he's done his MVQs, whereas he's got a job for life. People always need someone to look after horses. Someone else who's just come back from a choral event in the Czech Republic. So whatever young people are doing, we will talk about. So whether it's a vox pop issue where we can get lots of different opinions, obviously the Brits, we've done lots of vox pops on that, and when we did Skyfall, people doing their own impressions of Bond, might be something much more thoughtful, perhaps. We did last week, should English Lit be taken off the national curriculum?
What do people read?
Why do you read? What's the point of books anymore? We're doing one on pie for National Pie Day. Did you know there was a National Pie Day?
What's the point of math?
So it's a chance to be creative, and our journalists can pitch their feature ideas. We also have editorial topics that we send out every week. So if you become a journalist with us, you get a weekly email with a whole list of things. One of the ones this week is rugby, obviously Six Nations. And then you can pick what you're interested in, and off you go. Send your material in, and hopefully it'll be included in one of our daily podcasts.
There we are. Quite literally. Pi, presumably referring to
The number.
Exactly. As
You've
opposed
been asking
to...
people to recite it. Can you do that?
Is it 3.14?
Recurring.
Better than the chap I interviewed yesterday.
It's all go and see the movie. That's the other routine, Life of Pi. Or read the book. Either of those two things
there
would be
you
splendid.
Are, lots of options.
When we spoke last year, Camilla, we obviously were thinking of how it was going. I mean, this seems to have really taken off splendidly, given in mind the origins of Podium, which was, from your own perspective, really providing a voice for young people in the aftermath of the 2011 city riots.
Correct, yes.
So you must be very pleased.
I'm really, really excited. We've got a long way to go, and great to get a bit of exposure on your radio station. Please talk about this with your friends. Please like us on Facebook, podium.me. Follow us on Twitter, podium.me. And it's all about the organic growth. That's what I feel passionately about. I don't want billboards on buses. I want people to hear about it, love it, and pass it on to their friends. And that way, we really will get the voice of the ordinary and the extraordinary just emerging from the UK.
It's wonderful. And Podium, of course, is something you stand on to actually sort of make a
That's
point.
Right.
That's
the
whole thing.
Those of us that can remember Speaker's Corner, you literally took your soapbox, you stood on it if you had something to say. And that's really what Podium.me is all about. If you've got something to say, it doesn't matter how banal, silly, funny, serious it is, then this is the space to do it.
I've got to ask you this question, Camilla. Do you actually have any idea what this might be the sound of? That would be a cotton shirt, just in case you're wondering. Cotton shirt is actually sort of seen through the neurological scenarios.
Awesome.
There. Sound
well,
of
I'd
cotton.
Like a little bit of that. Can we do that for our next fashion podcast?
Well, I think we could probably sort of arrange connections from that point of view.
We
have a whole variety of various setups that we've been working through.
We're working on new jingles at the moment. You never know. We could incorporate some material.
Well, there is. I mean, I have a particular fondness for sheep's wool. And then, of course, there is...
Wow, it's like a cathedral.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's always the classic and much-loved sound of bedding linen. Obviously, clean bedding linen.
A little bit lower.
Interesting. We'll put it up as our own podcast. You can have a listen to some of the other areas with respect to that. It's great stuff. Camilla, as ever, an absolute delight to connect with your good self. I'm going to ask Stephanie to throw those last two questions at you. Over to you, Stephanie.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Of course I have. Yes, it's always lovely to speak to your radio station.
It's good to hear. So we'll be able to speak to you again soon, I hope.
Absolutely. We'd love that.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Crucial stuff there. And a reminder, of course, the web address is podium.me.uk. And the magic will actually continue to be manifest all the way from that perspective onwards. I thank you. Time for then, Jericho.